All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and it's Grim Sentai Corner. We are back with more discipline. I was supposed to do this on Friday, but I didn't get to it. It was a crazy time. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. Thanks a lot. Kanada gets out of the tub and sits on a plastic stool. With her back to me, I swallow hard, pick up the washcloth, and prepare myself. I put some body soap on the washcloth and push it against her back. Do it hard. As told, I scrub her back strongly with a washcloth. Kanada's back is covered in soap bubbles. That's great. Keep doing it like that. Kanada sounds like it feels great. I keep scrubbing her. Kanada's skin is so white, it's almost translucent and smooth. The sensation of her skin through the washcloth feels incredibly good. The scent of the shampoo coming from her hair is nice, too. Want me to wash your front, too? I get carried away and suggest. Sure, if you don't mind. She responds. I bring my hand around the front and begin to scrub shyly where there is nothing much to feel. That feels good. It felt good for me, too. The sensation of her breasts when they moved is like nothing else. Robbed of my freedom, I didn't have the chance to touch a girl's body today. I nonchalantly began washing her breasts, and my hands will not stop. I get into it and begin to wash them like I'm massaging them. Her gigantic breasts squish and squash and change shape as I play with them. Somewhere along the line, I forgot my situation and I'm feeling her entire body up. I can feel her nipples through the cloth. After I touch them for a while, I can feel them getting hard. I'm getting hard too. Hey, stop focusing so much on my breasts. Odakawa, your touch is kind of gropey. I laugh it off. I take my hands off of her breast, but my hand takes advantage of the fact that I haven't been found out. My hand slowly moves down and eventually slides down to her crotch. In my head, I know that I'm going too far, but my hand won't stop. I don't think she's stupid, folks. I think she knows what's going on. Stop it. If you wash down there, it's going to make me feel funny. Kanada lets out a passionate sigh in response to my skillful hand. Under that tough skin, Kanada is really a girl. Don't poke me there. Huh? Oh no, I look and see that my erect thing is poking Kanada. Whoops. No wonder it felt so good. I laugh and move back so my penis is away from her body. But this is a problem. My lower half is showing no signs of quieting down. I have to get it to calm down. Kanada can't see anyway, so I can rub it. Probably. I can wash it and kill two birds with one stone. It'll be fine. She won't find out. Probably. I make my decision and continue to wash her and quietly begin to rub my penis that is about to burst. I synchronize my hands. With one, I caress her. With the other, I rub my penis. It feels really good. The pleasure increases when you can touch and not just look. But I can't keep doing this for very long. I have to release and get my lower half to calm down. Fortunately, an intense sensation starts to mount in my lower body. I think I will be able to finish in no time. I speed up the movement of my hand and let my body enjoy it. Your breathing has been a bit rough. Is your cold okay? I'm fine. Oh no. I'm gonna come soon. I'm gonna come! Squirt. I swallow my groans as I spray my white fluid. Uh-oh. Squirt. I am drunk with the sensation. I let out every last bit of semen and sigh. A lot came out. I can't believe after all that I let out earlier there was more. Huh? Shit, I can't get it on her. I see what's all over Canada's body and panic. I look and see that all the semen I let out landed on Kanada. It's a lot, and it's thick. I can see it sliding down her body. Hey, don't put so much soap on. That's not soap! Oh no, I have to get rid of the evidence before I get discovered. If I wipe it off with the washcloth, she won't notice. Probably. I have to do something. I rub the sticky fluid onto Kanada's body with the soap bubbles. Smart man, but God. The white fluid I release mixes with the soap and dissolves onto Kanada's body. I bet she would kill me if she knew that she was being washed with my semen. Doesn't this soap smell funny? Does she have to go there? Even I can smell the semen coming from her body, and with her body heat and the temperature of the room, it's even stronger. Isn't this just how it smells? I say and laugh it off. I quickly add some real body soap and scrub hard in an attempt to get the smell to go away. Perhaps as a result of my efforts, gradually, the strong smell is covered up by the smell of soap. Phew! Can't tell anyone. I take a breath of relief and wash her body off with the bucket. The mixture of bubbles and semen gets washed off by the warm water. Phew! Now the evidence is gone. I'll wash you now in return, Otakawa. What? You don't have to do that. I panic at her suggestion. She would know in a split second who I really am if she did that. Even if she can't see, the second she touches my flat chest and my crotch, she'll know. There's no way I can convince her that this is Otakawa's body. I've done what I've done, so now I have to flee. No thanks, I'm getting out. Getting out, but you haven't washed yet. It's fine. I'm okay with a bird bath. Take your time, I say, and flee from the bathroom. Woo, smart man. Hey, weirdo. Phew. I somehow got away with it. I quickly dry myself off in the changing area and put my clothes on. If I take too long, Kanada will come out. I have to get rid of all the evidence before that happens. Great. I'm ready to retreat. Just as I finish getting dressed, I hear Kanada getting out of the tub. Retreat! In order to avoid complications, I go straight to the living room when I get out of the bathroom. It's a given that if Kanada and Otakawa come into contact, things are going to get complicated. I have to prevent that no matter what happens. That was fast. Otakawa is still in the living room. Well, I guess. Click. I pretend to be utterly calm and take some milk out of the fridge to quench my thirst. My throat is parched from all the anxiety. At that moment, I see Kanada pass by the dining room on her way back from the bath. Get to bed early if you have a cold. Kanada calls out to Otakawa as she walks by. I choke on my milk. Yeah, I feel like I'm catching a cold. Ha 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 ha. I guess I'll go to bed, but it's cold. Want some medicine for your cold? No thanks, I'm all better. Good night then. Good night. I practically run out of the dining room. I finally get to my room and the day's exhaustion catches up to me. Phew, the day is finally over. Ouch, my back. A sharp pain runs through my back. It's not surprising. How many girls milked me dry today? I feel like they sucked me dry to the bone. My back isn't gonna hold up at that rate, and I expended unnecessary energy in the bath. Gosh, I didn't have any experience until yesterday. Some special day this has been. I should put a heating pad on my back. I find a heating pad in my things and put it on my back. I climb into bed. The pain starts to ease. A lot happened on this, my first day here. Too much. It started with the appearance of this crazy girl named Leona Morimoto, Suda's betrayal, the tennis club torture, and the incident in the bath. I'm worried about tomorrow. I have to rest my body tonight. I'm sure today was all just bad luck. I'm sure things will be better starting tomorrow. I pray that things will be better. I say to myself as I close my eyes and instantly drift off to sleep. It's okay. He's asleep. Let's be quick. Okay, everything's ready here. Okay, let's start. Get in the bed. Hehehe, I'm so lucky. I want some too. Make sure you save some for me. I know. Hey, Takun, you're gonna enjoy Dream World with Nanomi now. That's supposed to be a guitar. I wonder how much you can pay people that do, like, those video game compositions to do, like, from Oroge. It's like, but no, listen, it's a good song. They were like, oh yeah, this is actually pretty good. And this is from an adult's game? Yeah. A lot of the music in these games are pretty good. Nanomi climbs in the bed and slams down me forcefully. I try to roll over and get away, but Nonomiya already has her legs wrapped around me, so I can't get away. Come on, Ayami-kun, stop sleeping and wake up. Miyagishi pulls the covers away and climbs into bed. She wraps her arms around me and tries to sit me up. Huh? What? I'm half asleep. I don't understand what's going on as they have their way with me. My body is so exhausted I cannot be roused from sleep easily. Not yet. Let me sleep. My eyes close, I mumble as if sleep talking. Of course, I don't realize that the two of them are in my bed. Slob. Well, it's easier if he's asleep anyway, so long as this part is awake. She says and slides her hand into my pants. Squeeze, rub. She grabs my penis and begins to caress the soft thing, he says while he's asleep. The sensation from my groin makes its way to my sleeping brain. That sweet sensation was tickling my defenseless sleeping brain. Even if he's sleeping, this part responds. Miyagishi checks my penis as it gets harder and massages it with ever more erotic movements. That should be good. Hurry! Hurry! Nanomiya looks at my adequately hard penis and says in a warning voice to Miyagishi. Alright, you're so impatient. Ayami-kun, let's take off the unnecessary clothing. She deftly removes my pajama bottoms and my underwear. Of course, her other hand is still rubbing my penis. I moan in my dream state. I let them take my pajamas and underwear off. Okay, this is ready. Haha, then here goes. Okay, Hayami, we're gonna make you feel even better. Your sleepiness is gonna fly away in a second. Miyagishi whispers in my ear and pulls my hips forward. Come, Nanomi's gonna snatch your virginity. What? Squish. I feel my penis being pushed against something soft. And immediately after that, it feels like my penis is being swallowed up and enveloped by something warm. I take in that incredible pleasure half asleep. Of course, I have no idea what's going on yet. If I had realized, I would have pulled away. Yo, this feels good. I give in to the pleasure and moan as if sleep talking. And then, still asleep, I begin to move my hips to increase the pleasure. Wow, Ayami-kun's moving his hips in his sleep. Ah, that's okay, move them more! Come on, Ayami-kun, move your hips more. In response to the whisper in my ear, I unconsciously move my hips faster. At first, my movements are clumsy, rather, but eventually they get smooth. You're good. Keep it up. I thought he'd come the second he was inside because it's his first time. But this is going to be pretty good. How is it? It's good. Much better than I imagined. Ah! Nonomiya moves her hips and starts to really enjoy it. The intensity of the pleasure starts to pull me away from my dream state to reality. At first I thought I was just having a dream that felt good, but it felt too real. I start to wake up and a question starts to formulate in my head. Gradually as I become more aware, I open my heavy eyelids to see what is going on. Hmm? What? It's not a dream? Are you finally awake? Who is it? I asked the voice that has been whispering in my ear. My eyes are open, but I still can't see straight, and it's dark, so I don't know what's going on. But the incredible pleasure coming from my crotch is still there, and even now that I am awake. You can't seem to grasp the situation. Then I'll make it so you can see. She pulls on string attached to the light, which is hanging from the ceiling, and pulls. As I hear the click, the room suddenly turns white. I close my eyes against the brightness and slowly open my eyes to get them used to the light. And then finally, I'm able to see with my own eyes what I am doing. What? I'm at a loss for words when I see what is going on in my bed. Ah, more, poke me harder. Underneath me is Nonomiya in her bathing suit, panting and grinding her hips. And my erect penis is swallowed up by her vagina. What is going on? And what's with the school bathing suit? Can't you tell? It's sex! Sex! And we even came in costume to give you more pleasure. Miyagishi? I look at Miyagishi. For some reason, she's in a gym outfit. Why? You see, I'm peeling your skin to make sure that Leona won't cut your skin off. Ah! No, thank you. Take it out. If Otakawa found us... No, I haven't come yet. In order to keep me from pulling my hips back, Nonomiya engages her vaginal muscles and prevents my penis from sliding out. It's okay, you can make a little noise and no one will hear you. Kaneda is blasting her music next door so you can let it out. But Nonomiya is unfazed by my complaints and continues to move her hips at her own rhythm. Dude, just let her fuck you, my god. My hips are moving on their own as if to follow hers, and with each movement the pleasure mounts. Her vagina is as tight as is fitting of her young looks. My rock-hard swollen penis is shoved in there, and her thing is being spread so open so far it seems cruel. But Nonomiya doesn't seem to care one bit. She grinds her hips and forcefully makes my thing move in and out of her. There is no way I cannot feel good. Despite having released all that today, my thing is shaking my vein and the veins popping out. I am about to come! So how is your first time having sex? What do you mean first? How is it? Yeah. Grind. Ah, stop! I'm gonna come! If you don't stop, I'm gonna come! It's okay, you can come all you want. Let it out! Fill me up! That didn't come out right. Wait! I was forced to come so much I thought I was gonna die. Please stop! Let me stop! What are you talking about? I just made you come once this morning. Miyagichi responds to my exaggerated statement. No, after school today, the tennis club people. What do you mean, the tennis club people? Miyagichi's expression totally changes. Well, you see, I notice the change in Miyagichi and hesitate. Maybe I shouldn't tell these two, but it's too late. That goddamn tennis club. I can't just let this go. What happened with the tennis club after school? Well, you see, they forced me. They forced you to what? They forced me to do it. What? It's the sex. I realized it was a little too late to hide it, so I told them honestly what happened. Miyagichi, so you gave them your precious virginity? No, I said. I see, and I was helping to steal your first. Which I actually wanted, because Miyagichi is like best girl for me right now. I guess if you want to use that term. You wasted it on those girls you don't even know. What? So then the plan for me to steal your virginity isn't gonna work? Nonomiya keeps moving her hips and boos the news that has just been revealed. But I was forced. Shut up, you slut. Poke. Miyagichi yells and suddenly shoves her finger mercilessly into my anus. Ouch! I shake my hips in response to the sensation. And we were planning to have that pleasure. I should have done it the first day you got here. She wiggles her finger around and stimulates my prostate. Wow! Hayami-kun's thing is quivering inside of me. Take your finger out. It's gonna come out. If you do that, I'm gonna come. Go ahead, let it out. Here, I'll help you. She says and begins to push her finger in and out of my butt. It's like I'm being controlled by the sensation. I move my hips along with the movement of her finger. At the same time, my penis is moving forcefully in and out of Nonomiya. The intense sensation coming from the front and the back are making my head go blank. I'm about to come. I'm gonna come. No, I can't anymore. Come on, move your hips. You can't let it out yet. Hang on till Nonomiya comes. I can't. It's coming out! I'm coming! Nonomi's coming! Just a bit more, Hayami-kun. I'll let you come together. I'm coming! I'm coming! Nonomiya raises her voice beneath me. Her body arches back as she comes. At the same time, a mist comes spraying out of Nonomiya's vagina and wets the sheets. and her already tight vagina constricts, and I go beyond my limit. Now come! It's almost as if Miyagishi was waiting for this. She pushes her finger deep inside my anus and digs into my prostate, stimulating it. It's coming out! Squirt. My hips thrust forward in reaction to the double stimulation, I explode inside Nonomiya. Ah, it's coming out. Takun's hot semen is coming into me. My penis thrusts deep inside of her and pushes her cervix open and sprays out a large amount of semen. I continue to ejaculate to Nonomiya's small vagina with alarming force. I have no idea how many times I ejaculated today, but my penis continues to throb. Nonomiya is filled with my stuff in no time. The fluid flows there till there's no longer any room for it, and it leaks out of the crevice where our bodies are joined. That's an awful lot for someone who released so much he thought he was gonna die. Miyagishi smiles and pulls my hips back to pull my penis out. My penis is out and still spewing out white fluid with great force. It lands on Nonomiya's body noisily. Wow, it's still coming out! Miyagishi continues to stimulate my prostate and forces me to continue ejaculating. The stimulation prolongs my pleasure, and I can't believe how much is coming out. The fluid lands on Nonomiya's belly and chest, and her youthful body is covered in my white semen. That's so much! Nonomi's full now. By the time I stop ejaculating, Nonomiya's bathing suit looks like it's been covered with a sticky substance like condensed milk. My cum is dripping from her vagina. It's pooling and soaking into the sheets. You let out a lot. At that rate, I think you can do it again. Please, spare me. What are you saying? You'll do it with Nonomiya, but not with me? No, that's not what I'm saying. No, I'm not letting you sleep until you satisfy me. But... get out of the way, Nonomiya. It's my turn. Nonomiya and Miyagishi switch places. Miyagishi tempts me with her well-padded butt. Okay. So, I think this is a good spot to end it. You know, we gave you a little H scene. Something to, you know, pass the time for the week because it's comic week. And probably not going to be a lot of erotic stuff in the comic week. That's just how it goes. Comic week is pretty serious, and you know, so at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here for Grim's Hentai Corner with Discipline, and we will be back with more Discipline.